This is the Game Addict Hotline for October 22nd, 2005, Episode 6.
Guess what? I got a fever! And the only prescription is more...
Game Addict Hotline.
And welcome to the Game Addict Hotline. Podcast up. We are your source for the latest video game news, new releases, and game trivia. Thank you for listening to our show. First, we want to go ahead and tell you that we'd love to thank PodQuiz and Trucker Lou for plugging our show this week. And we'd also like to announce that we'll be having a video game console event over at the Edmonds Community College this Friday from 12 to 8. And so if you are in the Linwood, Washington area and would love to come by, we'd love to see you. It's only $3 for food and drinks. But let's go ahead and let's get to the video game news. Anti-game activist Jack Thompson is under investigation. Jack Thompson is in trouble again with the Florida Bar Association. It all started this week when someone took up an offer of donating $10,000 if a modder would make a game that fit his criteria. When a group made the game, Jack refused to pay. After hearing that, Gabe of the Penny Arcade webcomic emailed Jack Thompson about how small his donation was compared to the donations given to the charity Child's Play during their charity events. Jack Thompson responded by calling Gabe and threatening legal action if he was not stop emailing him. Gabe, in response, gave $10,000 to the Entertainment Software Association in Jack Thompson's name. After the story was released, Jack Thompson faxed letters to the Seattle Police Department claiming that Penny Arcade was criminally harassing him. At the end of this week, the story ends with the Florida Bar Association getting multiple faxes and calls from the Penny Arcade readers complaining about Jack Thompson. We'll have more on the story as it develops. Our next story is Bungie releases Halo 2 multiplayer stats. With under a year of multiplayer gameplay, Bungie has released the stats for their multiplayer matches in Halo 2 on the Xbox Live servers. The numbers are staggering, with over 324 million games played on Xbox Live. An even more amazing statistic is that there have been over 184 million matchmaking games. That is over 21,000 years of gameplay over the last year. If you wanted to know what are the most popular maps on Halo 2 multiplayer, they are Lockout and Coagulation. Our final news story is Xbox 360 demo pods have appeared in Walmart. Walmart is starting to release game demo stations in some parts of the country. There have been reports that the demos include Cameo, Call of Duty 2, and King Kong. It has also have been reported that the demos will have a Samsung HD TV to play on. Check your local area to see if you have one in your area. Alright, let's go ahead and let's get to game sales, courtesy of Gamefly.com. Number one game this week was SOCOM 3 U.S. Navy SEALs for the PS2. Number two was Far Cry Instincts for the Xbox. And number three was Ultimate Spider-Man. For the European sales this week, the top sale was FIFA 2006, Tiger Woods PGA Tour Golf 2006, Spartan Total Warrior, Ultimate Spider-Man, and Burnout Revenge. So let's go ahead and let's go to the game releases for this week for all systems. The Sims 2 by EA Games, Spartan Total Warrior from Sega, Shrek Super Slam by Activision. For the Xbox and PS2, Taito Legends by Sega, Battlefield 2 Modern Combat from EA Games, Ford vs. Chevy by 2K Games, Zathra by 2K Games, and World Championship Poker 2 featuring Howard Lederer by Crave. For the PS2, Nicktoons Unite by THQ, Brothers in Arms Earned in Blood by Ubisoft, The Bible Game by Crave, Ratchet Deadlocked by Sony, Resident Evil 4 by Capcom. For the Xbox, there's only one game, Call of Cthulhu, Dark Corners of the Earth by 2K Games. For the GameCube, Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix by Konami, Lego Star Wars by Eidos Software, Midway Arcade Treasures 3 by Midway. For the PSP, Grand Theft Auto Liberty City by Rockstar Games, Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex by Bandai, The Hustle Detroit Streets by Activision Value. For the Game Boy Advance, Shrek Super Slam by Activision, The Bible Game by Crave, Gunstar Superheroes by Sega, The Sims 2 EA Games, Atomic Betty by Namco, Nicktoons Unite by THQ. For the DS, Metroid Prime Pinball by Nintendo, The Sims 2 by EA Games, Real Time Conflict Shogun Empires by Namco, Shrek Super Slam by Activision, and the Nintendogs DS Pack, which includes Nintendogs and a DS, by Nintendo. For the PC, Civilization 4 by 2K Games, Call of Duty 2 by Activision, Midway Arcade Treasures Deluxe Edition by Midway, and Namco Museum 50th Anniversary by Namco. But my game for this week will have to be Soul Calibur 3 by Namco. Well, let's go ahead and let's go have a commercial while I go ahead and take a break. This is the Game Addict Hotline.
Hey gamers, do you sometimes say, that last level stinks? Not just that level, that whole game. We know you've got opinions. What you need now are skills. You can't make games that rock unless you've got the know-how. Don't go to some fly-by-night web-based diploma mill. Instead, Edmonds Community College is an accredited institution offering game development certification for online or on-campus students. Check out their website at cs.edcc.edu/programs.htm. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
And we are back. This is the Game Addict Hotline, and we are part of the Edmonds Community College. You can visit us at www.edcc.edu. That is www.edcc.edu. Let's go ahead and let's get to the part that everybody loves, the game trivia. I've got three trivia categories, and I have a final question. We are still looking for contestants. If you would like to be a contestant on our show, you can email us at gameacthotline@gmail.com. That's gameacthotline@gmail.com. So let's go ahead and let's get to our categories. My first category is wrestling games. My first question is, this person was on the cover of the first WWF wrestling game. Question number two. This game had you facing Starman, King Korn Karn, and was the first NES wrestling game. My final question is, this was the first wrestling game on a home console. Alright, my next category is Mega Man Villains. I'm going to name a villain. You tell me which Mega Man game he's from. My first one is Woodman. My second person is Dustman. And finally, my last person is Gemini Man. Alright, now you know this week was the Nintendo Entertainment System's birthday. It's been 20 years since its release, so I thought I'd go ahead and get a category for the NES. I want to know, what was the original price tag when it was released? My second question was, this was the name of the light gun that came with a Nintendo. And my final question is, this is what ROB stands for in their little robot that was named Rob. And here's my final question. A recent survey was given through the International Game Developers Association to find out who are the people making video games. What I want to know is the average age of a game developer. You go ahead and you ponder that for a while we go ahead and we play some commercials. And we'll be back with more Game Addict Hotline.
Jeannie, hold on. Mom and Dad said I could play Yara's Revenge. Who's getting even with who? You'll see.
Yara's Revenge is a video game cartridge you have to buy separately to play on the Atari video computer system. Your parents hook it up to the TV.
Now you're supposed to be Yara fighting the bad Kotar. You got him, Jeannie.
Can I stay up late?
Good night,
Steven. This is the Atari video computer system. Yara's Revenge and other video game cartridges are each sold separately.
Have you ever wondered what the life of an over-the-road truck driver was like? Sitting alone for hours in that colossal chunk of steel. Did you ever say to yourself,
I wonder what he's thinking?
Now you can know from the man himself, Trucker Lou.
We'll start up the podcast version of the neighbor's yard sale like they have on the old AM radio station.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is John, and I live over here in East Corn Poke, Iowa. I have two pigs, a rooster, and a 1942 corn grain hauler.
I told you he had a lot of time on his hands, didn't I?
I want $250 for the rooster. I want $300 for the... I guess that bit ain't gonna work.
No, seriously. Come visit with Brian, better known as Trucker Lou, as he does his podcasts throughout North America on the highways and byways. Learn about life of a trucker and the life of a really genuine and interesting guy.
So anyway, that's a four-hour period in the life of Brian, the life of Trucker Lou, as it were.
Subscribe to Trucker Lou's podcast at truckerlou.com.
Come on, check out Trucker Lou. www.truckerlou.com. That's TRUCKERLLEW. For those of you who live on a farm and didn't get a chance to really go to school and don't know how to spell Lou. It's going to be one of those days. I think I'm kind of in a mood, I guess.
And this is the Game Addict Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's get to our trivia questions for the week. First category, wrestling games. This person was on the cover of the first WWF wrestling game. And the answer is, who is Hulk Hogan? Our second question, this game had you facing Starman, King Korn Karn, and was the first NES wrestling game. The answer is, what is pro wrestling? Our third question, this was the first wrestling game on a home console. And the answer is, what is championship wrestling? It was for the Commodore 64, made in 1986. Alright, let's get to our next category, Mega Man villains. I named you the villain, you were supposed to tell me which Mega Man game it came from. First question, Woodman. And the answer is, what is Mega Man 2? Our second question, Dustman. And the answer is, what is Mega Man 4? Our final question is, Gemini Man. And the answer is, what is Mega Man 3? Alright, our final category, NES birthday. The first question was, this was its original price tag as it was released. And the answer was, $249 or $199. The $249 was a super pack that you could purchase, while the $199 was two controllers and Super Mario Brothers only. But our second question is, this is what the name of the light gun that came with the Nintendo? And the answer is, what is the Zapper? And our final question, this is what R-O-B stands for in their little robot called Rob. And the answer is, what is Robotic Operating Buddy? But let's go ahead and let's get to our final question. A recent survey was given through the International Game Developers Association
to find out who are the people making video games. What I wanted to know was what was the average age found in the survey? And the answer is, what is 31 years old? Did I stump you on any of them? Well, I hope so. If you have any comments or questions about our podcast, you can email us at gamemachthotline@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear comments from you. You can also comment us at our website, www.gamemachthotline. But that's all I have to say for this week. So I'll go ahead and tell you that you can vote for us at podcastalley.com or podcast.yahoo.com. So let's go ahead and let you guys turn your video games back up. Hope to see you next week. See ya.
Kodomo no kora mitsureta, ishita, yume to maho o no kuni de.